Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Here's your top two at two on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Well, Russia is claiming that Ukrainian forces have targeted one of the homes of Vladimir Putin in a drone strike. Ukraine denying the accusation, with President Zelensky calling it another lie from the Russian Federation. ABC News contributor and former Defense Department official Mick Mulroy says Russia may be putting the pressure on the United States and Ukraine after the two sides held conversations.
I do think this is more about their concern that the United States and Ukraine are getting closer and closer to alignment when it comes to what this proposal should look like, and the fact that we should enter into a ceasefire to be able to begin negotiations in earnest. They don't like that, and I think they just use this without any evidence that it happened, because it didn't actually happen, as an excuse to do so.
President Trump telling reporters at Mar-a-Lago he was very angry to hear from Putin about the alleged Ukrainian drone attack on his residence in northern Russia. Meanwhile, the Russians claim they shot down more than 90 drones and that none did any damage, denying involvement. Ukraine's president insists the alleged attack is another lie from Moscow, a pretext to justify new strikes on Kyiv. And therein lies the issue, right? I mean, even if you agree to this, you know, peace agreement, this 20-point peace agreement that Donald Trump has outlined, as soon as you turn your back, don't you just have the feeling that the fighting will resume?
Yeah, and it just seems like when you were just reading that story, I've heard that before. And haven't we been here before where President Trump thought there was a deal that was going to be in place and, all right, we're going to cease fire. And then, like you say, hours later, there's another attack. There's another drone. There's another something that's being blown up in Ukraine. So I hope that this is for real this time. And besides just saying that, oh, you're upset about something that he's done, I mean, how about all those sanctions that you were trying to place on other countries and stuff, put more sanctions on them. But, I mean, we will see. Maybe this is a different way of trying to get to the same outcome that we all want to see.
Well, it's simultaneous conversations. You've got conversations with President Putin and Zelensky. You also have the president welcoming in to Mar-a-Lago the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to try and get that situation organized and ending or toward an end. So, a lot of conversations, but you know the fighting continues.
Let's see some action. But something that a lot of us can feel good about, and that is oil prices remain low, and that's one reason gas prices continue to fall. ABC's Brian Clark has the numbers.
Gas prices fell in the U.S. for the fifth consecutive week. Gas Buddy says the national average for a gallon of regular is $2.75, 4 cents lower than a week ago. Overall, that price is 22.6 cents lower than this time last month, 22.4 cents lower than this time last year. Analysts believe the prices will bottom out at some point in the next 2 months.
According to AAA, the average cost for a gallon of regular unleaded gas in Wisconsin was $2.63 1 month ago. Today, which I took full advantage of, the average cost of a gallon is down to $2.43.
At what point do you start paying attention, one way or the other, whether it's too high or too low? Do you really notice?
For me, I really start paying attention when it's under $3.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
And when it's over $4.
So that's kind of your sweet spot, right? Between three and four.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I don't know if it would change habits. You know, my wife still has a combustion engine, gas-required vehicle, and yeah, I pay attention. I fill up every once in a while for her. When it dips below 275, that's when I really, gas is really down.
Yeah.
I expect it to be somewhere between 275 and 325.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's reasonable. And it's funny because when the gas prices are a bit higher, what are you going to do? You really don't have any
options. Still drive, right?
Yeah. Like you're either going to drive or you're not. You're going to pay for it or you're not. But I do pay attention when I can go and only have to put $35, $40 in my car as opposed to $65, $70.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that, especially when I'm traveling.